by Riverside.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Self Love for Everyday Superheroes talk show. I am your host, Sacred Walker, founding CEO of the Everyday Superheroes Coaching Institute, and your host extravaganza. I am so excited to be here today with a very, very special guest, Dr. Paris Love, productivity expert, who will be speaking and doing a deep dive in conversation with me today about looking at how we can manifest our destiny. And a lot of us are setting intentions as we step into 2024. But we want to look at how are we speaking to ourselves and how can affirmations be something that not only transform our health, but transform our journey and our relationship to wellness. Now, make sure that you like, subscribe, and comment below because we want to hear directly from you. And remember to hop on over to selfloveforsuperheroes.com to get more information about future programs, as well as Sacred Walker Speaks to get amazing interviews just like this one lined up. So without further ado, I would like to bring it to the stage. Dr. Paris Love, thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, in the spirit of kicking off, because we want to do an honest, deep dive into this conversation. But, you know, everyone who comes to our show, who are visionaries, who are everyday superheroes, whether you are an entrepreneur or an executive, you are showing up as a powerhouse in your own right. And we recognize that sometimes we've had life quake moments and life change moments that have brought us to where we are today. If you can choose a song that would sing a little self-love into our spirit about something that you had to overcome. Every superhero had to overcome something to get their superpowers. So what is a song that would describe your overcome story that makes you the everyday superhero you are today?
I like the song by Usher and Ella May. It's called Don't Waste My Time, because time is precious.
Okay. Okay. So tell me a little bit about, because if you say, you're talking about singing songs about don't wasting time. Tell us about a time where maybe you might have had your time wasted, and as a result, you got a chance to really make that song your anthem.
So I think we all have that one friend that is always late. We all have that. We know they're going to be late every time. And I have a motto that, like, my time is precious. If we meet, say we're going to meet at 8, I'm trying to get there at least 30 minutes early. Now, granted, there are times where I'm going to be late as well, but I try to let people know ahead of time, but I'm not going to be like an hour, 2 hours late. So I have a friend, she is chronically late. And I thought she was getting a little better because what happens is if we're going to meet at a certain time, I'll leave. I'm not waiting. And normally when we meet, we're meeting for brunch or dinner. And if you've ever gone out to a restaurant, if you have a party of like 5, 6, or 10, they wait for everyone to get there before they seat you. I'm like, no, we're not waiting on her. We need to sit right now. So, and it's interesting because we all know this. So we actually met a couple of weeks ago and we said, no, she's going to be late. We'll just go ahead and sit down. And, you know, we called her, hey, you know, we're getting ready to sit down. Where are you? And she said, I'm on my way. I said, girl, she's still at home. When she said, I'm on my way. We actually ordered her food for her. We finished our meal. As soon as her meal came, she showed up. And so I like the, you know, and I think we all have that one friend that does that. And at some point, it doesn't become funny anymore. Because to me, that's been very disrespectful of someone's time. You may not respect your time, but respect other people's time. Because you can make more money, you can't make more time. And so we have to be very mindful of that. So I have a playlist that I go through and it's like, don't waste my time. I say, there you go. I love it.
So, you know, recognize that sometimes we have to look at how are we valuing our time? How are we showing up in that way so that we can really make sure the people in our life really care for us? And if you are that friend who's tuning in, know that there's an impact sometimes. We get to hold ourselves lovingly accountable. And if you are that person who shows up a half an hour early, we get to say, you know, and I know this person, let me go ahead and tell them this is how I feel with clear communication. So I appreciate that. And, you know, speaking of, my song would be, as of today, would be the song called Worth Ethic, W-O-R-T-H, by Tony Jones. I recently, you know, it's a funny story. I actually one day woke up in the middle of the night, I kid you not, at 1:11 in the morning. And all of a sudden I heard this song, this abundance manifestation, you know, you are abundant, you are expansive, you are aligned. And I was like, oh, okay. It literally woke my partner and I up immediately. And following that was Worth Ethic. And it said things like, as a business owner, I know my money. I walk in with my power. I am aligned with love. I am proactive. And when I tell you, it spoke into me. And I said, there are so many times where I did not really speak my worth. And speak my worth into my business, into my best friends, into my boardroom, bedroom moments, whatever it was. And it really shifted. How do we show up powerfully, right? How do we value not only our time, but how do we value what our worth is? And so kind of building on the conversation we're starting, you know, around like, how do we discover those everyday moments that remind us, okay, I'm gonna be a little closer to my superhero today, my inner superhero. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, as you start 2024, what are some of the misconceptions that people have about speaking affirmations, speaking over their worth as they step into whatever new thing they're building, whatever new thing that God is calling on their life?
I think a lot of times when people think about affirmations, they don't really understand affirmations, and they may not be choosing the ones that best fit themselves. So I always tell people, when you want to affirm something, start with I am, because anything that comes at the I am is going to chase you down and hunt you. So if you say, you know what, I can't get organized, I can't manage my time well, why am I doing the budget the way that I'm doing it? Those are negative. So, you know, you have to trick the mind sometimes, because our mind is, the subconscious is a little child. So the subconscious doesn't know right from wrong. So whatever you tell it, it's going to believe it's true. So, for example, if you say, I want to manage my time better, say, you know what? I have all the time in the world. Now, at first, when you say that, you go, mm-mm, girl, you know you ain't got no, you got 50 million things to do. Keep saying it. I have all the time in the world. I manage my time well. Like, you have to say it over and over. And a lot of times as we start the new year, we have goals and intentions. We start off very well. You ever go to the gym? The first week, it is crowded. Wait the third week of January, it's empty. I always tell people, when you have your goals and intentions, if you start off January 1st, when you can make it to February 14th, Valentine's Day, you're more likely to stick to that goal. During that time, if you start to go back to those old habits, you know, self-doubt kicks in, whatever happens, get back on that horse and keep going. If you have a day where, oh, you know what? I didn't work out today. Oh, you know, today I just wasn't feeling good. The next day, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. If you normally work out in the morning, you go, I was in a rush, I got up late, I had to get going. Maybe at lunchtime, go for a walk. Park further away in the parking lot when you go to work. If you work from home, walk around the house. A lot of us have more than one bathroom. Go to every bathroom in the house. go to the furthest one. You're still working out. Get some type of exercise in. Because what happens, if you fail today, tomorrow what happens? You're like, yeah, I don't really feel like it today either. And then you look up and it's 3-4 days down the line where you haven't done the thing that you needed to do. So consistency is very important.
Absolutely. Consistency absolutely is key. You know, one of the things that I'm hearing you speak into in the gem droppers, you brought in a couple, was consistency is key. I'm hearing a real gem dropper around, am I able to keep my word to myself today, tomorrow, and yesterday? right? What does that look like when I really not only speak affirmations, but have my actions and my follow through model the affirmations? You know, that's where I see, you know, a lot of folks sometimes fall short, is that they feel like, well, I keep speaking affirmations, but this isn't working. Well, if I'm speaking affirmations, you know, there's this, it's going back to the 111 earlier, because I was all in that. I love this spiritual expansion stuff. Like, what does this mean? And one of the things it said was, it was like, oh, right away. It said, it's not about obsessing over how much money you have. It's about manifesting and calling in and taking actions today that free up your mental space, so that when you are doing good in the world, you have more mental space to vision because you're not worrying about money. And that shifted things to go, oh, right. I need more mental space, whether I have, you know, 10,000 in the bank or whether I have 10 million in the bank. If I am moving from a place of lack, then I don't have space to vision. So can you speak into a time where you worked with a client who was struggling with productivity or struggling with feeling like, wait a minute, and why is it that I have so much clutter in my mind or in my home or in my life? I don't have mental space to see my vision. I don't have mental space to feel like I can manifest my destiny. And how did you help them with that?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Thank you for that. Because what you do today is going to dictate tomorrow. So a lot of times when I'm working with clients, they will say, you know, I don't have that gene. I can't get organized. I've tried it before, but it failed. And when we talk about consistency, getting organized is a lot of consistency there. You have to always do this. You can't do 5 push-ups today and go, okay, I'm done. You can't organize your whole house today and go, okay, I don't have to do anything else. You have to maintain it. And a lot of times when people come to me, 2 things that they say, I don't have the time to get organized, or I don't have the money to do it. I'm going to be real, because we're family here. We find the time and money to do what we want to do, period. So when they start to say that, I'm like, ding, 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 good, because I can help you with that. So, you know, I have a client that says, Paris, something's wrong with me. I don't know how to do this. I'm working. I have a spouse. I have children. Like, I literally don't, like, you don't understand. I don't have time to do it. I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about this. And we break down. Let's look at your day-to-day routines. What are you doing day-to-day? When we say affirmations, when we have goals, when we have intentions, we have to do the work. We have to put that effort in. So I feel that a lot of times we fall short because we don't put the effort in. We have this great idea, go, yes, I want to get organized. Oh my God, I can envision my environment organized. I can find what I want when I need it. But then it goes away. Like, where's the effort? Are you going to go and do the things that you need to do to get and stay organized? Because I tell people, it's easy to get organized. It is simple. It's easy. The hard part is staying organized. Because those old habits are going to creep in and say, hey, girl, you know you're tired today. Girl, you know you got to cook dinner. You don't feel like cleaning up anything. You know those dishes can stay in the sink. How much more effort is it for you to do the thing that you're putting off rather than putting it off to later? Just do the thing. Trust me, it's not going to take that long. Just do the thing. And be consistent with it. Also want to say something else. As we go through this journey of getting organized, maintaining our productivity, we have to have accountability. So we have to get someone who's going to hold us accountable to getting the things done. Whether it's your spouse, a close friend, sometimes our children hold us accountable because we tell our children, little Johnny, go in there and clean your room up. So little Johnny goes and clean this room up. And y'all know what happened. A couple of days later, you're like, okay, you know what? Mama tired, daddy tired, let's go to bed. Did you clean your room up today? We do that tomorrow. What happens? 3 days later, oh my God, how does your room look like this? And our children will call us on it. Because I've had a client, she told her 5-year-old, this was in my very first couple of years of organizing, She told her 5-year-old, baby, go in there and clean your room. You know what the 5-year-old told her? Looked at her, wasn't trying to be smart, and was like, well, your room not clean. Ooh, gut punch. And her mom was like, I said, Mom, don't get mad at her. Don't get mad at her. Because we're telling our children how to do things, and we ourselves don't do the thing that we need to do. So affirmations, intentions, and goals, when we're putting that out into the universe, make sure that you're holding yourself accountable and you're being authentic and doing the thing.
Absolutely. And what I love about what you just said, in that gem dropper, what I love about what you just said is you are looking at how do we even break generational patterns, right? Because mm-hmm. we want to model. We often talk about generational wealth. Well, what about generational well-being? What about mm-hmm. generational movement, right? Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to my child and they come in and say something like that, you know, and then now how am I modeling it? And this mm-hmm. is not to bring in guilt, shame, or worry about your mm-hmm. actions. Right. This is an opportunity. And so I want us to take a moment, comment below, like, you know, interact. Let us know if you can relate to some of these experiences. And if there's something that you're really clear, like, okay, you know what? I can see how maybe there's an area in my home that's taking up too much space, right? And it's not paying rent. Or maybe there's mental real estate from my past or from my future that is taking up space, right? And how is that manifesting in my life? How is that looking in my life? How do I want my destiny to be different? And I love the fact that you landed on accountability. So, you know, in the spirit of accountability, right? Like, okay, you know what? This is not a muscle that I have, but that's why people who are going to the gym get a trainer. Mm-hmm. This is not a muscle that I have, but this is why someone who walks in to a new tech firm says, oh, you know what? Let me get someone who's going to be a business coach in my corner. Whenever you're doing a new thing, you want to be able to step into that having an external voice that sounds a little different than maybe the voice in your mind. If you can't affirm yourself through it, an external voice to support you along the way. Mm-hmm. So say someone says, okay, you know what? I'm ready for this shift. I'm ready to have my destiny look different today. And they want to be able to reach out to you and they want to first touch base. Maybe I hear you have a book you want to share with us. They want to touch base and see how I can go ahead and DIY it either with the book or either I want to be able to reach out to, you know, reach out to your institute and be able to get more hands-on support. Tell us a little bit more about how we can really hold ourselves accountable before our babies do. Talk to us.
I know, right? You can find me on any social media platform or our website is Dr. Paris Love. So drparislove.com for the website and any social media platform, it is Dr. Paris Love. So I made it very simple and easy for everybody.
Perfect. Perfect. So drparislove.com. And if you look in the show notes below, you'll be able to get our special link directly from the Self Love for Everyday Superheroes talk show to the link to your book. And do you have a sample for us to see on our show today?
I do. So I have a book. It's called A Woman's Journey, Stories of Substance, Survival, and Success. And I hope that you all can see the book cover right here.
Beautiful.
Yes.
All right. And would you mind before we close, could you maybe read us a paragraph from your book about, you know, a special sneak peek, preview, sneak. Okay. All right. Let me do a little Dr. Paris. Okay.
I feel like I want to wave when you clap. Okay.
That's right.
So this is about truth. You are vulnerable when you tell your story. The story that's your truth at the moment. Yet you want to be transparent, real, and it hurts to tell your reality at that moment. But you do it. After all, you have always been of integrity and truth. You hold space for others, especially when they reveal their special moments. So go for it. At least get it out in the open. And you don't have to have, and you don't want others to think you are fake. You can't be due for everyone as you have always done. when you get to cry, feel pain, sadness, scream, yell, or relax. And take time to smell the roses and not be judged or guilty about it. So you tell the pain that's your truth right now at that very moment. And it feels good to remove the mask, even if deep down their perception of you changes. Who cares? This is your truth at the moment. So you tell it in its raw form. You don't reveal all, but just enough so that they understand. The goal is not for them to feel put off by your pain, only recognize that you're human and stuff happens. In the book, I actually say the word, but stuff happens. You lay the mask down with all its glory and ugliness. And for that moment, brief as it may be, you feel good. Your own ish. Not that you haven't had it in the past, but this vulnerability thing and letting others is new to you. So that's your truth.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well done. So let's land on in on that. Thank you for reading that. Thank you for the excerpt from your book. And thank you for landing in on the power of the big V, vulnerability, giving us space to remember that we can always tune into the depth of who we are. And so I'm so appreciative of that. And that's a whole other show for us to get to next time. Around what does it mean as everyday superheroes for us to be able to lay down our cape and do something new so that we can be honest with what's going on and shine. And so if you are being honest with yourself today and you said, you know what, this topic today, I can see the way that maybe I'm not using my time as well as I would like. Maybe there's an opportunity for more productivity, or there's some mental real estate that's being taken up in my mind that's happening in my life. Or I'm not sure and I want to hop on over to the drparislove.com site and go ahead and check out that book and begin to get the opportunity to get this walk towards your destiny. You are unstoppable. And just, I want us to all breathe in the love, exhale and let go of what is toxic and no longer serves you, because you were born to shine. When she remembered who she was, the game change. Thank you so much, Dr. Paris, for being a guest on our show today. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and joining and for staying until the end. You get a special shout out to you for being an amazing everyday superhero. Peace, love, and soul. Talk to you all soon.
Powered by Riverside.